Once upon a time, in the vibrant town of Sparklewood, Hello Kitty woke up to something unusual. The night before, as she had done every evening, she'd counted the stars and whispered her wishes into the night. But this morning, when she peeked out her window, she noticed something different. The sky was missing its brightest star. This star wasn't just any star. It was special to Hello Kitty. It was the one she made wishes to every night, and it always twinkled back as if it understood her dreams. Determined to bring the star back to the sky, Hello Kitty packed her tiny pink satchel with a compass, her starry notebook, and her Lucky Charm bracelet. She knew this would be no ordinary adventure. Her first stop was at Bats Maru's bakery, where the mischievous penguin was busy baking pastries for the town. "I saw something fall from the sky last night," Bats Maru said, dusting flour from his feathers. "It landed near the glowing grove, where the trees light up like fireflies at night." With a new clue in hand, Hello Kitty made her way to the glowing grove, the magical forest where trees sparkled with lights, as if they were part of the starry sky themselves. There she met Chococat, who was perched on a high branch, his keen senses picking up every sound. "I heard a soft song last night," Chococat said. "A song from the stars, full of sadness. It seemed to come from the moonlit meadow." Following Chococat's advice, Hello Kitty hurried toward the moonlit meadow, where the grass shimmered silver under the glow of the moon. There she found Pom Pom Purin, the kind-hearted golden retriever, sitting by the stream. "The star floated down here last night," Pom Pom Purin said gently. "It felt lost, like it didn't belong in the sky anymore." Now Hello Kitty was certain the star must be nearby. She trekked through the meadow, crossing the silver brook and climbing the crystal hills, until she found a cozy spot by a sparkling pond where the lost star sat, glowing faintly. "Why did you leave the sky, little star?" Hello Kitty asked softly, sitting beside the shimmering pond. The star sighed. "I felt like I wasn't shining brightly enough. The other stars twinkle so beautifully, but I just didn't feel like I belonged." Hello Kitty smiled warmly. "But you are special. Without your light, the sky isn't the same. Each star, no matter how big or small, adds something unique to the night. The sky needs you, and so do I." Hearing her kind words, the star began to glow brighter. It slowly floated up, encouraged by Hello Kitty's love and belief in its importance. "Come on," Hello Kitty said. "Let's get you back where you belong." With a gentle wave of her hand, the star started to rise, lifting higher and higher until it was back in its place in the night sky. As it twinkled brightly, Hello Kitty could feel the warmth of the star's glow spreading across the entire town. That night, as she gazed up at the sky from her window, the star blinked down at her, shining brighter than ever. And Hello Kitty knew that no matter how dim someone might feel, they always have a special light inside them waiting to be shared with the world. From that day on, the stars in Sparklewood sparkled a little brighter, all thanks to Hello Kitty's kind heart and belief in the magic of each individual light.